The following Piano Jazz podcast is from a program that originally aired in 1999.
Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is Barbara Lee, a singer whose taste, integrity, and devotion to lyrics have made her one of the most admired interpreters of the classic American popular song. And it's great to have you here.
Thank you very much. It's so nice to see you again, Marian.
It's been a while.
It has indeed. Too long.
Over the years, though, you know, I mean, we've been friends for so many years. Yeah. Maybe I hate to say how many.
let's not even say how many, but those wonderful days in Boston when you came to play at Jazz at 76.
Yes.
On Warrington Street.
On Warrington Street. That's when I met you, when you were going to Wellesley.
That's right.
And you came to sit in, and everybody thought how wonderful you were. And you were.
Well, thank you very much.
But in the interim, you seem to have become the acknowledged conservator of the music of Hoagie Carmichael. Somehow over the years you've managed to do a lot of concerts and records featuring Hoagie's music, and it just seems so appropriate to have you here today because it's hard to believe that Hoagie Carmichael would have been 100 years old in November of 99. It's mind-boggling, isn't it?
That's right. This is his 100th year, along with Duke Ellington and Noel Coward and Fred Astaire.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it really
God,
is.
And I miss them all. And of course, the thing I remember most about Hoagie, I don't know if you ever knew a man named Sherman Fairchild who used to give...
No.
Well, he used to give extravagant parties in his house. And he was a great friend of Hoagie's. And he had these two pianos, two gold pianos, bolted opposite one another. And he'd give these parties, and Hoagie would come and, of course, play his music.
Sure.
And have a few drinks and say, then I wrote. And then he'd drink some more and then he'd say, and then I wrote. I actually have some of that stuff on tape, believe it or not.
Oh.
But that's one of the things I remember,
oh.
fun things I remember about Hoagie.
And sounds wonderful.
I guess we're here to have fun remembering him, and it's going to be so much fun to hear you sing some of Hoagie's songs because he's got such a range, hasn't he, from beautiful ballads to things like Small Fry and Hong Kong Blues and Wabash Blues. So what shall we start with? What should we...
Well, one of the songs that everybody thinks is a really typical Hoagie song that I have never actually sung, and I'd love to do it now, is Lazy Bones.
Oh, I love that song. I think I learned that in England before I ever came over here, and I may have heard him sing it. I know I sat down at the piano and fiddled around trying to play it. So anyway, let's do that, because that is, as you say, a typical Hoagie Carmichael song.
Right.
Bones sleeping in the sun, how you expect to get your day's work done? Never get your day's work done sleeping in the noonday sun. Lazy bones sleeping in the shade, how you expect to get your cornmeal made? Never get your cornmeal made sleeping in the evening shade. When taters need spraying, I bet you keep praying the bugs fall off of the vine.
Boy, that's really nice. And for somebody that doesn't usually sing that song.
Well, you know, Bobby Doro got to sing it on our Hoagies Children's CD, our two-volume CD.
I know, that's wonderful. You've got two whole recordings of Hoagie numbers. Everything you could ever want to hear by Hoagie is on those records, and it's great.
I thought so, too, and then I discovered a few other songs, but so we're looking forward maybe to Volume 3 and 4. I don't know.
Oh, I think that'll be wonderful. You had picked another very lovely ballad, and this perhaps might be the one of Hoagie's most popular tunes, The Nearness of You.
Yes, it's a wonderful song. It was very, very popular when I was just getting started singing around Boston. A guy named Bob Manning had a big hit on it, and I did it all the time, and I don't think I've done it since then.
Yeah. Well, let's do The Nearness of You. I love that song.
Let's do it. It's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me. Oh, no. It's just the nearness of you. It isn't your sweet conversation that brings this sensation. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you.
That's such a wonderful song, and to hear you sing it now. I was wondering if you did it years ago by any chance when you recorded that lovely record with Johnny Winthirst.
No, if I could go back and do it over again or add more tunes, I certainly would do it now. No, I never have recorded it. And on the Hoagies Children CD, it was an instrumental with Sudhalter and James Cirillo on guitar.
Well, see, now you have recorded it.
That's right.
So thinking of that record with John Winthirst.
Yes.
I guess there's a lot of people that wouldn't know what a wonderful trumpet player he was, or cornet player, and that he died at such a young age. I mean,
that's right.
He was really the new Bix Beiderbecke.
Yes.
It's too bad about him, and I'm so glad that I have that record. In fact, it was a 10-inch. Was that the first one you made?
10-inch Riverside. It was my first LP, yes.
Yes, and then after that, you got to be the new star in Downbeat, winning the poll.
The Critics Poll,
Critics Poll.
Yeah, yeah.
And then was it after that that we did that tour?
Remember that tour we did with
Zoot Sims? Actually, the thing I remember most about that was getting a write-up. Whitney Balliot wrote both of us up, I think. We were doing a concert at the Brooklyn Academy of Music.
Yes.
And the concert was fine, but I came out to say a few last words, and they brought down the curtain on my head.
Oh, my God.
And Whitney remarked on this in the piece, and mm-hmm. he says, it was a nice review, and then he mm-hmm. says, it was unfortunate at the end of the concert. The curtain came down, and Marion McPartland was tunked on the head, T-U-N-K-E-D. That's a Whitney Balliot word.
That's funny.
Yeah, so that was sort of
my
embarrassing.
My big memory of that tour is, I think it was the second leg of the tour, and I believe we were in Williamstown, Mass, in some old inn. And they had a little piano in the bar. We came home from the concert, and there was this piano, and you just sat down and began playing, and all the guys got out their horns, and no bass, no drums, no nothing. You just swung that whole bar and all the musicians in it. It was just wonderful, and it was a highlight of my existence, really.
I do sort of remember that, and I mean, having those guys to play with, like Zoot.
Yeah.
I didn't get to play with him very often, but when I did, it was unforgettable. I mean, that guy. Well, we have a few of our little memories, don't we, Barbara?
Yes, yeah, indeed we do.
Well, what do you say that we try another Hoagie tune, and this is just a little piece of incidental trivia. Gene Shalit told me that his favorite tune is Two Sleepy People.
Well, I gotta tell you, I learned this off a Fats Waller record, a Fats Waller V-disc.
Oh, my goodness.
I just loved it. That's when I fell in love with Fats.
Can you imagine the way he would sing this?
Oh, yeah.
With all his interpolations. And
yes, his little piano interpolations,
yeah.
And his little, oh, mercy, he'd
yeah.
say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I may even slip in a couple of Fats's
That's
interpolations.
Fine. That's fine. Any way we can remember Fats
yes.
would be nice.
Yes.
All right, well, let's do it. We can be happy that Gene Shalit likes this tune.
Here we are, out of cigarettes, holding hands and yawning. Look how late it gets. Two sleepy people by dawn's early light. Too much in love to say goodnight. Oh, mercy. Here we are, in this cozy chair, picking on a wishbone from the Frigidaire. Two sleepy people with nothing to say. Too much in love to break away.
Such a cute song, and you put in all these little Fats Waller asides.
Yes, and you did too.
Well, you know, we're coming to the end of the show, Barbara, and maybe people out there in the audience are saying to themselves, what? They haven't done Stardust.
That's right.
But they didn't know we were saving it till the end.
Saving it the best for last.
Sort of, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Well, there are so many best songs. Well, there's no mistaking Stardust. It's really one of the great songs. And they did a survey or something of the most recorded songs ever. And I think this song turned out to be the top song.
Could well be.
The most popular song in America of all time.
What a nice...
I love that phrase, of
what
all
a
time.
Nice... I hope Hoagie was still around when they did that, because he must have felt good with the things that he wrote,
yes.
Especially this one.
Yeah.
There must be a great feeling of satisfaction. Mm-hmm. And from Mitchell Parrish, too.
Yes.
To put
yes.
such a beautiful lyric to it.
Right.
Well, we're going to hear the tune and the lyric, aren't we?
Okay.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wandered down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.